This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gif. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the New Books Network.
Hello and welcome to another new episode of New Books in Islamic Studies, which is part of the New Books Network. I'm glad to have you join us today, and I hope you are staying well wherever you are. As you know, in each new episode of our podcast, we feature a book that has been recently published and is relevant to the field of Islamic studies as it is broadly imagined, and we have a conversation with its author. Today, we are joined by Jamal Noor Sargut, who is a Sufi teacher based in Turkey, to discuss her new compilation, or Humankind, Surah Yasin, which is published by Fons Vitae in 2021 in English, and was translated by Victoria Rowe Holbrook. The compilation consists of a robust commentary of Surah Yasin, or the 36th chapter of the Quran, and its 83 verses. The book is organized around these 83 verses and provides an in-depth commentary, especially by drawing from Sufi, and particularly Turkish Islamic Sufi traditions. For instance, her discussion includes teachings and literary traditions of Jalal ad-Din Rumi, Muhyiddin ibn al-Arabi, Ahmed Rafai, and Kenan Rafai, and many more. Themes that emerge throughout these commentaries include core Sufi theological, philosophical, and metaphysical traditions, such as the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad as the Insan al-Kamil, or the perfected human being, divine attributes of Allah and the Prophet Muhammad, and many more. This collection of commentaries will be of interest to those who think, write, and teach on topics of Quranic studies, Sufism, especially of Turkish Sufi traditions, and much more. It'll be a great resource to use in classrooms. In our conversations today, Jamal Noor Sargut and I spoke about our training in Sufism, what led to the development of this particular project on the commentary of Surah Yasin, and some of the themes that emerged in the commentary, such as that of the Insan al-Kamil. I would also like to thank Jamal Noor's students and Kareem, who helped with some translations during our conversations for this episode. And this is, of course, due to my own lack of access to Turkish. So you may hear some other voices in our conversation to help us communicate across the various languages that we are working with. So without further ado, here's my conversation with Jamal Noor Sargut about O Humankind, Surah Yasin, which has been compiled by her and translated into English by Victoria Rowe Holbrook. Thank you so much for joining us to have this conversation.
It's a gift for me to speak about Prophet, and Allah is a gift for me. And I must thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what led to this project?
I want to tell something about me, I am nothing, because I learn every minute. I am 67 years old. Every minute I will learn something, but I believe that when I learn something, I know nothing. So my education is chemical engineering, and 20 years I make teacher in one high school, chemistry teacher. But from my family is Sufi family, and I live with them. And my mother, unbelievable woman, she never upset, never upset. 86 years old, she passed this world, but I never see her any sad in her. Although her husband, they put the people in prison. They put my father in prison because of politic reasons. And my mother was very happy.
She worships.
She worships and says, how lucky I am because I share the life of Hazreti Joseph. You know, they put the Yusuf in a prison also, jail also. And she never upset. When my daughter died, my mother says, how lucky you are, Cemal Nur. How lucky you are. Because you share the kader, the destiny of Hazreti Fatima, the Prophet's daughter. So I have a very bad pain in my heart, but I never be upset, never be upset. And now, after 30 years past this, I can share the problems with the people who lose their daughters or sons. This is a good gift from Allah to me. And then I want to be like this, and my sister want to be like her, and I want to be like her. So we try to do it. We try to do it. And then I begin to study about Quran. First, Mesnevi. I begin Mesnevi when I was 20 years old, maybe that younger. Because I study about, I try to learn about the philosophers, Nietzsche, Schopenhauer, Sartre. I love them. Very beautiful things they said, but they never live. They never live. They said, but never live. They were not happy. This makes me very unhappy. Why they can say these beautiful things, but they never live? Then I go to my mother and I went to my mother and said, give me a book, give me a man, tell me a man who lived what they said. And then she gave me a Mesnevi, Hazreti Mevlana's Mesnevi. And I love it. And I try to live it, live it. So, it will be my life. And I think that's enough for me. And that's enough for me. But then Allah never said this, never kabul etti, accept me and give me the Quran. I begin to study, because the Mesnevi is the meaning of the Quran. But I begin to study about the Quran. 10 years I study Yasin Surah. 10 years. Then I went to Mecca, to Kaaba. And we learned like a miracle.
Amazed.
Miracle. I can't believe it. I fall in love again. And I thank my mother again because she gave life for me to see the Kaaba. Very, very interesting moment. Then that year, when I turn back. I was in namaz. I was in pray. And I, in my sight, I said, if the imam, imam read one surah from Quran, I study that surah. I will study that surah. And he talk about Yasin. So I came and began to study Yasin. And after 10 years, with my students, we understand we must write it as a book. And this is very important for me. It's important for Turkish people because they begin to live Quran with these books, young people, because it is real knowledge. They like it. Maybe they never understand when they read the Quran, but they begin to understand when they read the Yasin, Surah Yasin from our book, because it's not my book. It is Mevlana, Ibn Arabi, Ahmed Arifai, the Sufi's book. I took all the parts from them. But if I write Yasin today, it's not be like this. It's be like this. Yani more, bigger. I learned many things from Yasin. Many things. Because Yasin is the heart of the Quran. The Prophet says this, heart of the Quran. And deeply see everything, not with your eyes, with your heart. I learned. This is my Yasin story.
It's beautiful, and it's wow, it's amazing. So you sat with your students and you read passage by passage and you reflected on it. That's what you did?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And it took 10 years to do that.
Evet.
Yeah. Yes. And why did you want to write it in a book so that it's, you know, published not only for Turkish audiences, but, you know, English people too? Why was that important?
Want is not true word, because I my life and I leave it to Allah. Mm-hmm. Allah wants me to write it, because first we write for ourselves. Mm-hmm. We wrote it for ourselves, but then children, my student says we must share this because it's so beautiful, because you can find same type Ibn Arabi, Mevlana, and the other Sufis in the same one book.
Right.
So we decide to share this book with the other people. And for me, I have many friends from America, because I went America, North Carolina University many years to teach Quran. Many friends from America and many students from America. One of my students is Omid Safi. Omid Safi says, we must translate this book to English. I said, okay. It's not what I want. This Allah wants. And I'm very happy because I can see this. They translated in English. I Allah gave me permission to see this book. And now Omid teached in his class this book also. Many of my friends share Chitik's, William Chitik, many, James Morris share this book with their students. And so I'm very happy, very happy.
I think it's such an important work, especially because you're giving us a Sufi perspective, right? Rumi, Ibn al-Arabi, Kinan Rifai. So can you tell us why this was important, that to bring the Sufi perspective of Surah Yasin And how did Rumi inspire you, or Ibn al-Arabi inspire you?
Very good question. Very good question. Because I can say from this book. This book says, yani Yasin says, Quran has two meanings. One is like a book as a book. One is as a hikmet, wisdom. You can learn the book part from yourself, but you can learn the wisdom of this book, Quran, from Prophet. What's the first part? Book, what does book mean? Book means the rules of the religion. The wisdom means deeply meaning of the religion. Yani, you can learn all this book with your mouth, fakat you can learn all this hikmet, wisdom, with your heart. And then I want to write the Sufis' perspective of Quran, because they look this book with their heart. Then you never, this is what Mevlana says. When you read the sentences in Quran, this is look like, listen the ceviz neydi?
Nut. Walnut.
Listen or count the walnut. Count the walnut. But when you want what the lezzet, what
the taste,
what the taste of the walnut, you can
break it
and eat it. Now I want the people eat it, the meaning of the Quran. So I must use the perfect human beings ideas. Then I begin to write their ideas. But although I am nothing, sometimes I use what I understand from this world, because Ibn Arabi is like an ill knowledge, but Mevlana is like a love. And you can learn Ibn Arabi, but without love, you can't reach the Allah. Learn and love must come together. So I use both of them in this book.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh, how so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Right, right. And you have their poems, and they kind of complement each verse. So there's 83 chapters, and you've gone verse by verse, and you've provided commentaries and reflections on words in each section, and beautiful poems from Rumi, and from many other Sufi teachers. It's stunning. It's absolutely amazing, and so much resource here. And I think it's going to give a lot of people insights to you, but also to Sufi teachers. I think a lot of people know who Rumi is, and Ibn al-Arabi. People may not know who Kenan Rifai is. So can you tell us a little bit about who he is and your relationship to him?
When Kenan, when one of the best students write about a book about Kenan Rifai, Kenan Rifai has it, he came and says to this student, yırt onu.
Tear it.
Tear all the papers. and say, my teacher is nothing. And what I can tell you, like Paul Coelho, I love him, Paul Coelho's book. Paul Coelho says, the last alim, the last scholar has all the scholars' ilm in their mind, all the scholars' knowledge in their mind. My teacher like this. And you can understand Ibn Arabi from his word. You can deeply understand the love of Mevlana from his word. He teach both of them, and not both of them, all kind of Sufis world, but not only say, live it, live it. So my teacher, I'm so lucky. I'm so lucky. I never see him, but I saw the best students of my murshid, Sami Hayverdi, and my mother, my murshid, the second murshid of mother. I saw their living and their how they behave. They have ahlak, good manners of prophet. I saw them. So my teacher, I can tell you the how he said about the Sufism, how he explain about the Sufism. He said with very little words. He said three kind of glasses. One glasses can see near. This kind of glasses, for politician people, because they can only see this world, not the other world. And they only think, what can I do tomorrow? What can I change? How can I change the world tomorrow? And this is not good glass. And the other glass, before I use, you can see the far away with this glass. This is not good also, because with this glass you can see only the other world. Mm-hmm. You like peri, yani like a melek,
fairy,
like a fairy. And but in old time, yeah, older yash, in time, you can use two glass together. Mm-hmm. Two glass together. That means when you look this world, you can see the other world at the same time. That is Sufi glass. Mm-hmm. Then we try to leave this. Yani, what it means, when I speak with you, I don't want to make you happy. I want to make you Allah's happy. Yes, I give answer to you, but I speak with my Allah. Only for me, only important is Allah. If Allah be happy with me, that's important.
That's beautiful. One of the things the book also focuses on is the Prophet Muhammad, and how Sufis interpret the Prophet Muhammad. So what is the interpretation of Sufis, especially the qualities or the role that, or the relationship Sufis have to the understanding of the Prophet?
Prophet is like a mirror. Do you, I don't know whether you see, there is some parts of the Luna Park.
The amusement park.
Amusement park. There is a glasses, Aina glasses, yeah. Glasses part, pillars. When you go this part, you can see yourselves in one mirror, very little. In one mirror, very big. In one mirror, in a little patch. Yeah. I like this because I am so. And the some mirror you can see yourself thinner. And but the last mirror, çok şükür to Allah, thanks to Allah, you can see yourself just what you are. This mirror is prophet mirror. Yani Allah from prophet mirror can see your names very well. And when we look that mirror, we can see our names very well. Then we learn from his mirror, Allah comes to pick people with his mirror. This between two station, Allah station and my name station, there is Berzah, the prophet there. Prophet there. And because he is inside Hak, yani names in reality, but the outside all the with all the people, because he is ummi. Ummi means he never need any book to learn something. But I'm at the same time ummi, in the first part of the ummi, ummi is mother. Prophet mother of everybody. Everybody. Not everybody, everything. Because everything has one name from Allah. And it all comes from Prophet. So we, if you ask for me what Prophet is, everything. Love. Love. Love. Because he's so humbleness. I love humbleness people. So humbleness. And I think Allah is so humbleness at the same time. Because Allah forgive us every minute. Every minute.
So is the prophet an example of the insan kamal, the perfected human being? And is our job also to then achieve that perfection?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And Prophet show us how to do it. Allah show us in Quran how to do it. But Prophet will show us with his living. So we must be like a ney. You know ney? A kind of instrument. Reed flute. Reed flute. Reed flute. If you make a reed flute, you must carve in it first. How can we do it with dying die of our lovers, or illness, or some bad things? Carve, then burn, and there is nothing in the flute. There is nothing anymore. Then when you put flute in your mouth, it has no voice. It has no voice. No voice. But when somebody blew it,
somebody
blow it inside, you can hear this man's voice. Not the good voice. İnsan-ı Kamil must be like this. İnsan-ı Kamil must, we can hear the voice of the Allah from İnsan-ı Kamil's body. Because he has no voice. He has no. It's a prophet like this. But we said not perfect human beings for prophet. All kind of perfect human beings come together. That is prophet. Only Kamil, perfect human beings.
Okay. And the Sufi saints are also like Rumi and Ibn al-Arabi. These are also individuals who are perfect human beings, or that's separate?
Yes. No, they are real perfect human beings. They, because They have a ahlak,
good manners,
just like Prophet. And Prophet, good manners, just like Allah. So the last part of Sufism, to have good manners like Allah.
You are a female Sufi teacher. Is that important? You know, you're talking about a lot of Sufi teachers that are men, and you're one of the few Sufi teachers in our current moment who's a woman, who's inspiring many people and, you know, written this amazing book. Is that important, or should that not matter?
I'm happy because I don't know whether I'm teacher or the student, because I learn many things from my students, many things. Never finish till my till I die. I will die. But to be woman is important because you have a Rahim. Rahim is the name of Allah.
Compassion
of something. You learn, and you learn love more than men. You can learn and live love more than men. And I don't know, you know, a very famous writer at the same time, Sufi, Anne-Marie Schimmel. Anne-Marie Schimmel has a book. She has a book, and she said, the bigger lover in the world is Prophet. The biggest lover in the world is Prophet. Then Prophet's soul must be woman. Mm-hmm. Prophet's soul must be woman. And that means woman can learn love more, very quickly. So I am very happy because I am woman. And my murshid was a woman. Two murshid, they were women. And I saw they are very humbleness, they are nothing, and they don't want anything else from their students, because Quran writes this. Quran says you must go the way with somebody who never wants you something. Then this is so important for me, and because of this I fall in love Hazreti Maria, and fall in love Hazreti Fatma. For me, they are the same station. Same station. They are the same station.
Yeah, yeah. And you also translated Surah Yasin as humankind versus mankind as well. Was that part of kind of wanting to be inclusive? Make sure that everybody could access it?
Yes.
What would you like people who pick up this book to take away? What do you want them to experience and take away from studying and learning with you about Surah Yasin?
I want they never count the nuts. They eat the nuts. And live with the nuts. Yani, they must look inside. And in first reading, they never understand maybe. But read again. And I believe that I don't want the people, very knowledge people, but they must be happy people. For me, Islam and the Quran show how to be happy in the world. Because no people is in same station. So everybody must be happy. If they with this book they will be happy, I will be very happy.
Yeah. And Victoria Holbrook, who's translated it into English, has really done great service.
Yes. She's unbelievable.
Yeah,
I love her very much because she knows Arabic, she knows Turkish, she knows English. she knows Farsi, so she can understand everything. Mm-hmm. And her translation, really very beautiful. So I'm so lucky, so lucky.
Yeah, and it's a really beautiful project, and I'm so grateful that you were able to share your thoughts with us. Is there anything else that you want to share before we say goodbye?
Inshallah, I believe maybe I see or I will see or not the other books, Surah Bakara, Surah Yusuf Joseph, Surah Maria, inshallah. They will translate these books also, because we need all of them. Mm-hmm. In all of them, you can learn many things. Mm-hmm. Inshallah, inshallah. And I am very happy you give time for me. Although my English is very bad, you listen to me with your heart. Thank you.
Oh, it's completely my honor and pleasure to have spoken with you. And your English is perfect. You don't need to apologize at all. So you're working on other verses of the, or chapters of the Quran as well, and you're going to hope to translate them into English, yeah?
In
Turkish, she wrote most of the
all of them. Inshallah, they will translate.
This is the first one that was translated.
Inshallah, give me a little more time or not. It is not important for me, because Shediyaruz, like Mevlana Zay, for me, I'm very ready, very ready. But if you give time, I want to finish all the surahs. Mm. But if I can, I believe that my students will do better than me. Mm. I believe.
I'm sure our listeners will be very excited to be able to access it as well. And if they speak Turkish, they could get the book in Turkish. And then for English speakers, they'll have to wait a little bit. But yeah, thank you so much. I'm so grateful to you for connecting with us and for talking about this translation with us. Yeah.
Allah, one day we will come together.
Yes.
I believe that. Inshallah.
Thank you.
And that was my conversation with Jamal Noor Sorgat about her new book, O Humankind, Surah Yasin, which has been published by Fons Vitae in the US. Thank you so much for listening to our conversation, and thank you so much to Jamal Noor Sorgat for joining us for this episode. I hope you will stay well until next time. Take care.